This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Let's talk about how the president's national security team and strategy are shaping up. Joining me now is New York Republican Congressman Pete King, a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mr. King. Good to see you.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
Just your observations, generally speaking, about the national security picks we've seen thus far.
I think they're exceptional, particularly General Flynn. If General Mattis ends up being Secretary of Defense, that would be outstanding. Mike Pompeo, as head of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, is a terrific pick. I served with Mike on the Intelligence Committee. Here's a guy who was number one in his class in West Point, graduate of Harvard Law School, and he's been a soldier on the ground. So he is uniquely qualified. And I'll tell you, being with him on the committee, he's one of the hardest workers. Takes it very seriously, especially in issues like Benghazi. He was in the forefront as far as the Iran deal, the nuclear agreement. It was Mike that found certain parts of the deal that the rest of us didn't know about, that hadn't been disclosed. So, no, he's an excellent choice. And so I just think the president-elect is doing an excellent job. He really is. And for so much criticism he got the first few days, it shows that he does certainly know what he's doing. And once again, he's at least one step ahead of the media.
You talked about Pompeo at CIA. One of the key chief components of that job is being a good manager, because the CIA, like so much else in Washington, is a vast bureaucracy that requires a special kind of navigation. Does he have those skills?
I believe he does. As an Army officer, as a law school graduate, and I've seen the work he's done on the committee, and also as far as handling special assignments on the committee, where it was his job to obtain evidence, coordinate it, put it in a combined package. Yes, I think he is. Again, the CIA is a vast enterprise, and until someone does it, you don't know if they can do it. But I am confident that if anyone can, it'll be Mike Pompeo. I think he has he's the knowledge of someone who knows how it works on the inside from being on the Intelligence Committee and the depth of his effort, but also he's a person who has been thinking about these issues for many years, and I think he's exceptionally qualified.
I'm sure you remember many years ago Senator John McCain called the CIA a rogue agency that needed reining in. Do you subscribe to that theory? Does Pompeo subscribe to that theory? And what needs to be done if indeed that is the case?
Well, again, Mike Pompeo will have to speak for himself. But no, I think that there are elements of the CIA who basically should be more coordinated. I think in the past you have had instances where some elements of the CIA were going off on their own. And I'm not saying as far as any violations of human rights or anything like that. I'm just saying even like during the Iraq War, I think there were elements of the CIA that were undermining President Bush. They had a different view, or they weren't pleased with President Bush, and they were selectively leaking and working against him. So I think it's important that this be looked upon as a team. And I think, again, being a captain in the military and number one in his class at West Point, Mike Pompeo will be able to impose that team concept. Hopefully everyone will go along the way they should. And if not, I think Mike will be able to take the appropriate action.
Well, Congressman Pete King from New York, really appreciate his insight here, Scott, in talking about General Flynn, General Mattis, of course, four-star general, former commandant of the Marine Corps, stepping up possibly to become the Secretary of Defense, and Mike Pompeo, which he outlined most excellently as the head of the CIA. Boy, the credentials are all very solid. Again, I don't know how people are not encouraged by this, and if people can, just give, as even Oprah said, give this president a chance, and also not only just give him a chance, but get ready, because I think that people are going to be a bit distracted here, Scott, and being concerned about not getting their way and looking for their safe place. That meanwhile, the country is moving forward, and they're going to miss the train. because people are already lining up, getting ready to, you know, take on jobs, be productive again, and dream big dreams. And I would hate to see people get lost in the dust because of, you know, just the wrong political influence.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we got to keep our eye on the ball. That's the more important thing that we can do. Yes, there's lots of things to work out, but mainly what I have learned over the years in my business experience and in life is that you have to focus on the majors. It's like that old anonymous saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And that is most important. And right now, as the discussion continues and the debate continues, which is, you know, something you love about this country is that we can disagree. You know, the challenge is that you not disagree so much that you become disagreeable. And I think our next guest would agree with that because he's just an amazing kind of guy. And that's, you know, the amazing Kreskin is who I'm referring to. Kreskin is a mentalist who became popular in North American television in the 70s, inspired to become a mentalist by Lee Falk's famous comic strip, Mandrake the Magician, which features a crime-fighting stage magician who's always presented himself as an entertainer, never as a psychic. The amazing Kreskin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir? Okay, I guess we're still in the process of connecting here. Okay, is the amazing Kreskin here? He says, because I'm not a mentalist. I can only hope he's connected.
is this Bill Martinez?
Bill Martinez, yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
For a mentalist, I should have had it exactly right. No, Bill, this is Kreskin, totally. Good news, totally alert and totally sober, Bill, so you don't have to worry about it. I got to tell you something. Are we on live?
We're on. This is live. Good. Absolutely.
There's no turning back. That's
no.
But I for years I've tried to start a rumor, you know, that Kreskin may have a drinking problem because I get a kick out of how columnists play around with things. But the response is, yeah, it's got to be cranberry juice. So, but it's good to talk to you, Bill. And I admire, you know, when you say live, I think the listeners by now must realize this. When you hear about reality television shows and taking place and what have you, if you think they're reality shows, I have a bargain to sell the Brooklyn Bridge to 500 people on a very reasonable price. Because I get a kick out of the producers who call me. Well, I don't want to mention which show. I got into very big. Last year there was a big argument at a clothing store and so forth. The producers come and say, Kreskin, you know, where do you see this? I guess it was four members of a family and then three other people, and they're arguing over it. He said they had to go through it 9 times to get it right. So that's how spontaneous these reality shows are.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, Bill?
Well, this is real, and
I know.
You know, we've been doing reality radio for, you know, it seems like, for 50 years at least, you know, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it
has a special, you know, it has a special skill to it, and I get tired of, we all hear the interviews that take place where the person at the end of the answer to a question, whether it's political or whatever, the next question comes up, and you begin to realize that the interviewer is not always paying attention to what the respondent is saying, because sometimes the best questions come out of an answer. You know what I mean, Bill?
Exactly. Well, there used to be, I can't remember his name, but you probably remember, he would just have fun. He would have fun with the interviewers, and in the middle of the conversation, he'd talk about dating the Queen Mother and how they just went out and, you know, went dancing together, and the interviewer would just miss it, and it would just, you know, go on to his next question, because he's got his questions written out in front of him, you know.
Bill, I have a very famous story. I'm not going to mention her, and I don't mean to be playing games, but I'm not going to mention her name, because she's legendary. She had been on WOR here in New York, but I remember this as a kid. It's a very famous story, and every day she interviewed people here in the New York area that came in on stories or issues or plays that were opening or what have you. And it was in the radio days. The very famous incident, she's talking to this person she hadn't seen for a long time, and she said, have you been? He said, well, I'm all right. I just lost my mother, but things are going well. She said, that's wonderful. Went right on. And everybody heard it. I don't believe it. She never heard the remark.
Right.
So you are quite right. We become preoccupied, and you know, everybody does faux pas in the business. I mean, I could go on endlessly, because I had some very important heroes in my life, including Johnny Carson.
I was going to say,
yeah, 88 shows with him. But there's a man before him that's been forgotten, Bill, and I don't mention this to college audience. I've done over 1,000 university shows in the United States and Canada, and some of the students that are studying broadcasting say, would you, after the show, just do a question and answer about these people?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, one of the most remarkable men has been forgotten in the industry. His name was Steve Allen.
Yes,
and he
absolutely.
He may have been before your time, but had
no,
the wittiest person.
Yes.
His mother was a clown in vaudeville. And a couple of famous people, and it wasn't George Burns, I don't remember which one, said that she was the funniest person they'd ever seen perform on the stage. But Steve Allen had a tremendous wit. He was a very serious man. And before he passed away, he willed to me a massive amount of information about the most pivotal person in the history of radio broadcasting in this country, totally forgotten, and that's a gentleman by the name of Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well,
he wanted me to do his life story. He said, this is a forgotten giant. And he was a gentleman that was on 60 Minutes. It just died last year, but I always had that last three or four
Michael,
minutes.
Mike Wallace? No. We're talking the commentary. Rooney.
Yes, Rooney.
Yes, Rooney.
Rooney worked for Godfrey, and if you read Rooney's first book, he said, you want to realize how a man is going to be forgotten. But, you know, the whole history of broadcasting changed because he, before those days, can you believe this, folks listening in? Mm-hmm. People, and I was a kid. Now, by the way, it's not true. In spite of what Bill may say, I was not born in the 1800s. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
But people came to work in studios in New York dressed in tuxedos and in evening dresses and whatever, even though they were not seen. And they addressed the audience as ladies and gentlemen until Godfrey was in an accident, lying in a hospital bed, and said, the day I get on the air, it's only one person listening to me. If it's more than one, they're all out calibanning or arguing, and that changed the picture. So this is a great, broadcasting has it's changed considerably, has it not, these recent years, Bill?
I got to tell you, you know, I look back on those old times, and it's fun to reminisce with you right now, because you're bringing up names and things. I mean, I was that young kid underneath the covers of my bed, listening to a transistor radio that you could, you know, just had to squelch in with all
radio?
You know, all sensitivity. Yes, exactly.
Bill, I get comments from kids who come with their children, the grandchildren, because the airline industry, with my traveling and what have you, the airline industry last year has figured out I have flown so far in my career a little over 3 million miles.
Wow.
3 million.
Wow.
2 years ago, we didn't get to last year yet, but if you counted all the radio, television, and live concert appearances I've done in 2 years ago, in 1 year around the world, I did exactly 364 appearances. So people in the industry say they don't know anybody who has this kind of schedule. It's not a workaholic. I just have a passion for what I do. I love what I do, and who could be that My audience has been any. Listen, I thank God that. Are we aware?
Creskin, we got music playing. That means we got to go to break. Stay right there. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Bill Martinez with the amazing Creskin at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, with Thanksgiving coming, it's a good time to pause and say thanks. We have so much to be thankful for. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Our conversation with the amazing Kreskin continues. Kreskin, real quick, because you and I are going to go down memory lane here, because I know this is just the nature of our personalities. I love your experience and what all you've gone through. But you were the only one, or I should say, one of the very few that got it right regarding this election. How did you do this?
It was I want to say something, Bill. This is a crazy experience, one of the craziest I've ever had in my life. I'm not a psychic in the sense that I tried looking into crystal balls while I get tremendous headaches. But at the same time, Bill, my work deals with people's thinking, tuning in on their thoughts, perceiving them, and I travel so much. I mean, 5.5 years off and on in Saudi Arabia, 2 years ago in Spain, Italy, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Wales, Netherlands, Canada, United States. I do spend a lot of time tuning in on different people's thoughts. So I predicted the last four elections. The last one, 2012, I walked on the Jimmy Fallon show, who's one of the nicest guys in the business.
Yeah, he seems to be.
Like, Tom Hanks, he has what you see is what you get. That's what he really is. But I delivered a sealed package because I would not announce, and this is a key, hear this, folks, because this is crazy in my life. I wouldn't announce ahead of time who I thought was going to win, because I'm going to have half the people turning against me, being angry that I, and all this. So it was sealed, and it was 1.5 years before the election. It was delivered to NBC, and NBC put it into a safe, and I was correct. Well, this year, I held off. There were pictures all over the place of me with Trump and with Hillary Clinton, because I performed in Washington. I've been in Trump's home, and I stopped appearing at any of their events because it would sound like I'm endorsing and what have you. So I passed on this, and I thought, wait a minute. Months ahead, I usually log away a prediction. 3 days before, you folks will remember, and Bill, you will well know,
yes,
it was so close, the tolls. It was slightly edge more in Clinton's favor, but it was so close. I said, you know, I'm going to take a shot at this. I'm going to have some fun. I locked it in, went to a place in New York, which is a Madame Poulette's, which is a lavish woman's clothing, what I deals with, taking care of clothes. They put in a window. They had a guard there in a safe, and that was only the day before the election.
Mm-hmm.
The day after the election, the gentleman who's a sportscaster who oversaw the thing brought it to his studio, and David Webb, they opened it, and I was correct. But that's not the whole story. 2 hours. So help me, Bill, and this is an event in my life. I got calls from all over the world. People who knew me well said, how did this impact you? 2 hours before the show. Now, I had been saying this last month, for 11 months, I've made a decision who's going to win, but I'm not going to make it public.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Television unearthed that in December 9th of last year, I was on a Washington, D.C. show on Fox. Mm-hmm. When you see it on the Internet, because they sent it all over the place, I look preoccupied. My brother had become gravely ill. My mind, and this is not like me, I can work on any conditions, but obviously my mind was preoccupied. And they asked me casually, Kreskin, who do you think is going to win the next election? Something which I would never, ever talk about. And suddenly, out of nowhere, I blurted, I do know, but I don't want to get into trouble. I've been in this house just recently, the one that's been shouting all over everywhere.
Oh.
It was obviously, I had said, Donald Trump, and I swear to you, Bill, as God is my judge, I totally forgot ever saying that 11 months ago.
Well, you know, does that happen, though, you know, with your work, where you kind of sense you're a conduit of information? It just kind of comes and goes.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily connect with you, right? I mean, it just it passes through.
Yeah, and Bill, you said something very significant, which we can learn from, not if everybody would have my gift, but can learn in everyday life. So the best answers we have in life come to us unconsciously when we're preoccupied with something else. Hear me, because Einstein, when he taught at a university in his later years here in New Jersey, every couple of days would take a rowboat out and row it to the middle of a lake. He didn't have anybody with him. He'd pull in the oars and let the boat drift, because he realized, and so if you read the lives, as I have, of over 1,000 entrepreneurs, They all found a way of stopping the world and getting off to
exactly.
Let their inner mind come to. And we, Bill, with all the electronics in the box in front of us, are starting to lose that natural ability.
You're right. You know, Kreskin, I got to say, a dear friend of mine tells me we're so busy about being human doings that we forgot how to be human beings, right?
Bill, you show me, and I say this to college students who write me letters a year later and said, Kreskin, all the people I thought I was close to, I say this to you people listening in, you show me someone who has 200 friends over the internet, and I will show you a very lonely person. Because friendship is a two-way personalized experience. You don't sit with a close friend with a iPad in your hand when you're going out to eat. You relate to them personally.
Exactly. You know, speaking of which, you know, we mentioned that you were on Carson 88 times. I mean, that is just an incredible number.
That's
and I know the
inside story.
And talking about somebody as I know, and you know, from a biography, and which hopefully is what they're talking about making a Broadway play is Carson Nitro, which is going to be a lot of fun. And that is that we learned
behind the scenes. Yeah, behind the scenes story. And one of those stories has never, never been told. People only vaguely know about it. The production staff of Carson did not know. Carson knew me as a thought reader, what have you. But one day I had to see him before a show. The secretary took me there. She was shaking like anything. She said, you know, Johnny doesn't see anyone. I said, did he give an okay? She said, yes, he did. I walked into his office. He's sitting with a single bare bulb lamp tilted over onto his desk, because there was his monologue, which was his priceless passion in life. Mm. He said, Kreskin, what is it? I said, Johnny, I need to condition you mentally. You're going to be all right when I do this test on camera. Look at me and hear my voice. Close your eyes. And I said a number of things. By the way, what happened later, NBC had banned me from doing this with him. Carson called me on the phone and said, I understand they won't let you do this. I said, yes. He had description of NBC, which is technical. We don't use the words right now because every dictionary, Bill. But anyway, Bill, we came back later on. I'm a guest on the show, and I stand there. Carson walks over to me, and he nudges me. And next to Fred DeCordova, who was a wonderful man, the producer, there were two men in suits. I knew what he was saying. Without talking to me, he says, those two people for NBC, they're one of the two that called you. Well, in front of it, and this got on Parade Magazine in the Sunday Supplement all over the world, I started talking to Carson. His eyes closed. His body became rigid as I talked to him. Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen didn't know what the hell was going on.
I
think he got two chairs. We slowly leaned him over, stretched him between two chairs with his shoulders on one feet and the other. There was no trickery, nothing under the middle of him. And a guest on the show, I said, come over here. She wouldn't. I said, you must come over. She says, no, no. Ed McMahon and said, come over. And she did. She told me last year when we had dinner, I thought I would never be asked on the show again. I said, I want you to sit on the middle of him. She says, you can't be me. I said, just sit on him and lift your legs up. And that picture of her sitting in the middle of Carson, who's between two chairs with no middle support, got all over the place. When it was all over and I got her up and we slowly lifted Carson, and I released him. It took about a minute. He said, I would have thought it was a baby. That lady who was afraid to sit on him was Bette Midler, and it became a legendary
story. Yes, right, exactly.
Last year a man said, you did the show here, would you do that with me? Because Carson originally was from New York, and I did it with Jimmy Fallon, and I stood on him. So the stories I could tell you about Carson go on and on.
Oh, I bet. Well, we're out of time, and we're going to have you back, because we're going to have you back before the end of the year. And
I foresee that, Bill.
Okay, I do as well. The amazing Kreskin, ladies and gentlemen, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kreskin. Appreciate it. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving, would you? All right, thank you. All right, 29 after. The top of the hour right now, America.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A new survey from the National Endowment for Financial Education reveals how Americans feel about their personal financial futures under President-elect Donald Trump. Ted Beck, President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education.
With the election of Donald Trump, the only 27% felt that they were more confident, and the rest was equally split between staying the same and less confident. We asked the same question if Secretary Clinton had been elected, and there only 19% felt more confidence. I think the key thing going forward is, especially in making financial decisions, is stay calm. Just try to figure out what's going to happen and how rules might change over the next year. In the interim, do things like check your budget, set some money aside, have an emergency fund, and try to figure out, are you paying the proper amount for financial services?
For more information, please visit smartaboutmoney.org. That's smartaboutmoney.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like it, America. Fresh every day coming at you. 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Yuri Diakonov with us. He's a Russo-American writer, a geopolitical analyst, and author of best-selling books hailing from Smolensk. So hopefully I'm not butchering that name very, very badly. Yuri, forgive me. Traveled to the U.S. as a young man and worked in many fields, including as a technical translator for Hewlett-Packard Computer Company during the Cold War, when the Russians purchased America's most advanced computer system for $20 million in Russian gold. He has worked as a lecturer on college campuses concerning Russia, an inventor, and has worked as a music director and teacher, and 22 literary works, including Russia's Diamond Ruble, the best-selling Yankee anti-zombie survival manual. Yuri, you just haven't been busy enough, man.
I'm beginning to slow down as I'm getting older.
Is that what it's all about? But your insight into that which is Russia, that which Americans misunderstand so greatly, maybe you can bring into context and help us better understand what is going on right now with Russia, Putin, what they're trying to do, and how it conflicts with American policy.
Well, here's one thing that has been overlooked completely. America allegedly is a Christian country. Now, ironically, Russia is the greatest Christian country in the world today. It's an Orthodox Christian country. Mm. Under Putin's administration, Russia has built 1,000 new churches over the last couple of years, Russia has 361 bishops, 40,000 priests, 455 monasteries. This is all under Putin's administration. Vladimir Putin is a bona fide Christian baptized in Orthodoxy. Mm-hmm. The ironic thing is that he's been demonized, and Russia has been demonized by allegedly a country that is Christian, the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Now, this is absolutely extraordinary. How could one Christian country hate another Christian country? You have to ask the people who are running the United States at the present time. They have destroyed the Christianity in America, or have falsified Christianity in America. Mm-hmm. They have taught Americans to hate Russia, which has traditionally been a Christian country historically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that is the question. You know, why are we missing the point here? I mean, what we're being reported to here in the West is that Russia is rather aggressive, that Putin is trying to recapture the days gone by and the glory days of Russia. I mean, as any good leader would try to do, and I think this is, again, the misunderstanding and the over-punditry of people that think they know when Donald Trump says, look, you got to respect Putin for his leadership. And I think for people that understand what leadership is all about, you look at it and you say, hey, the guy's got control here.
Putin has control of Russia. Russia respects Putin. Most of the Europeans respect Putin. Putin is a man of his word. He is not aggressive. All of the aggression that is created has been created by the State Department of the United States and the people that have been running it for the last 16 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened in the United States is that the economy imploded. We have nothing to produce, so we went right to the basics of the defense. Everything here is predicated on the Defense Department, creating work through the Defense Department. We export almost nothing. The latest statistic that I read is that America is number one in exporting fertilizer. Mm-hmm. Now that's where America has fallen in the last 16, 17 years. We used to have people who worked for a decent wage. One man could support an entire family. Now 50% of the Americans are either unemployed or underemployed, barely making it from week to week. This is what the administration of America has done in the last 16 years, and they had to blame somebody. So they had to blame Putin. They had to blame Russia for all of our problems. That is the essence of U.S. politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly what you say economically is true. I would agree with you. David Stockman, who was on with us last month, said that there has not been one net new breadwinning job in America since the year 2000. I mean, that's incredible, and it speaks to your point. And we know everyday Americans, no longer have that one job. They have three jobs, and a growing percentage of Americans are working under the table these days that they're not even talking about.
They have no choice. They have absolutely no choice. Mm-hmm. It's disgraceful, and you have to ask the American people, why have they not become aggressive enough to confront the people that are running this country? They have been bankrupted by their own people. Putin had nothing to do with this. Russia had nothing to do with this. China had nothing to do with this. But they laid blame on exterior factors. The Americans, for some reason, are falling for this nonsense and not going to Washington in mass protests, asking the leaders of this country what have they done to their country, to their families, and to their loved ones.
Well, it's a risky situation, Yuri, right now with what's going on in Syria. When you've got American planes and you have Russian planes, flying overhead, and encroachment of airspace, and it seems that there is a rather confusing and disjointed policy as to the future of Syria, and you've got these two powers, vying here, and at some point it's very confusing as to understand where America, aligns with Russia and where it conflicts with Russia regarding Syria.
The tragedy of this is that the American policy has literally supported Muslim terrorism. Okay, the Russians are trying to stop Muslim terrorism because they know that if it succeeds in Syria, it'll eventually encroach on Russia. The Russians are defending their territory by stopping Muslim radicals at the source in Syria, in Iraq, throughout the Middle East, in Chechnya. They are not messing around. They do not distinguish between moderate terrorists and liberal terrorists or so-called terrorists that do not offend anybody. Mm-hmm. They kill all terrorists. It doesn't matter. Putin once said, he said, my job is to send the terrorists to heaven, let heaven judge them accordingly.
Mm-hmm. So what is it, basically you're challenging the narrative here, Yuri, and our job here as an independent outlet is to pursue the truth and get understanding here. And what you are challenging is this narrative that has been purported on We the People, particularly here in America. I know we feel uneasy about it. Donald Trump is very reluctant. He's not going to rush off to war. But meanwhile, we're seeing, you know, this devastation that's happening in Syria, in ancient Mesopotamia and those lands there, and what ISIS has been doing. And America, meanwhile, is standing by. And why can't we come together? I mean, when you say that Russia's interest is to rid the area of radical Islamists, I mean, I would think that's a basis for us to be on the same team, don't you?
It should be. Logically, you're correct. But unfortunately, the logic doesn't work over here. I think that the policy of the United States is to create as much chaos in the Middle East as possible. The more chaos that is created, the more arms that have to be built, the more the military has to be built up. Since our economy has no basis at all, the only economy that we have is a military economy. Again, this is the fault of the State Department, the people that are running the country. Instead of creating legitimate jobs for good Americans to support their families, they have nothing. They've bankrupted the country through the Federal Reserve, and now the only option is create chaos throughout the world, build up the military, and allow everyone to work for the military-industrial complex.
Right. Well, Yuri, let's pick it up from there. Yuri Diakonov is with us. We've got more from Yuri on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 19 before the top of the hour right now.
Maryland brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance, and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like an Epiphone Les Paul Special One Electric Guitar for just $79. A pair of Tascam Studio headphones or an AKG vocal mic, your choice, just $19. Or guitar stands or wall hooks, 2 for $10. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Make spirits bright for every musician on your list. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
And I thank you for believing in me. You've given me your all, and now I'll never be alone. I thank you, you next time loving me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Well, we've had a day of Thanksgiving, and then you have Black Friday, so the heck with Thanksgiving. Let's just open up the doors and let all the insanity break through. Reports happening across this country on Black Friday, kind of astounding. Such unnecessary contention, in my humble opinion. Good to have you back with us 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Our guest, Yuri Dekhanov, a Russian-American writer, is with us, a geopolitical analyst and author of best-selling books. We're talking about Russia and when Vladimir Putin, you remember it was not that long ago in 2012 during the presidential debates that President Obama mocked challenger Mitt Romney for identifying Russia as the number one geopolitical foe of the United States. As one author who happens to be a Russian-American journalist himself, Masha Gessen, wrote, the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because the Cold War has been over for 20 years. And this is what President Obama said then. 4 years later, after Russian aggression in Ukraine and Crimea, along with a political crackdown within its own borders, there's broad consensus that Russia is indeed a serious threat to the United States and its allies. But Yuri says we don't have all the facts. Am I setting that up correctly, Yuri?
You're right. And what you're doing is you're citing, and I know you understand this, you're citing absolute propaganda from the State Department. Russia has never been the aggressor. Russia did not attack the Ukraine. The State Department subverted the Ukraine with $5 billion. They created chaos over there. Their objective was very, very simple. Stop Russia from aligning themselves economically with Germany. That is a nightmare for America. But the other nightmare has already occurred. Thanks to stupid American policy, China and Russia are literally buddies, hip to hip. Mm-hmm. They have now created a powerful axis that has never has unprecedented historically. Mm-hmm. The other nightmare that America had tried to prevent, and they did prevent it for a while, is to create a buffer effort between Ukraine, between Russia and Germany. The biggest nightmare, and it will occur within our lifetime, Germany will align itself with Russia economically and then militarily and socially. Then you will have a axis of Germany, Russia, China,
right,
and Iran in the middle. That is doomsday for the West, complete doomsday for the West. And the American administration is panicking. They do not know what to do. They do not know how to handle the situation. But ironically, they created the situation. They created the situation by creating aggression from China and Russia. They've created the aggression where aggression was not there. It was never intended. Russia never intended to hurt Americans. Russia never intended to attack America. Russia never intended to take back what the Soviet Union, what they lost through the Soviet Union. Complete propaganda, nonsense. And you know what? I speak two languages fluently, but I do not have enough profanity in both languages to express my contempt for what the State Department of this country has done to the world and first to the American people and their families.
Mm-hmm. Now, help me understand, Yuri, from your perspective, why Russia and Germany would come together. What is the congenial interest, the compatible interest for those two countries to come together?
Naturally, the natural resources of Russia, unlimited natural resources of Russia. Germany wanted to do this in 1940 by Hitler and the Nazis attacking Russia for one purpose, for two purposes: eliminate the Slavic race, enslave the women, and take Russia's natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're saying what we're hearing about Russia's limited natural resources is also false, that it is unlimited, and their economic woes are misreported.
Complete baloney. Nothing is missing in Russia. Russia is the only self-sufficient country in the world. Everything from diamonds to oil, forests. They have the greatest freshwater reservoir in the world, Lake Baikal, 5,000 feet deep. Mm. They have not only natural resources, they have intellectual resources. Half of the inventions in the world have been patented, and they come from Russia. Okay, so they are totally, totally independent artistically, economically, socially, militarily. They do not need the rest of the world. The world needs Russia.
Well, another one that was batted around, Yuri, and I'd like to get your insight on this, that Russia was involving itself in the U.S. elections.
You know what it is? That is a comedy. That is an absolute comedy. Anybody that buys that line of bull really should be in a mental institution. Russians cannot do anything to the Americans or for the Americans to convince them that Trump should have been elected. Trump was elected by the American people, by the will of the American people. And if Putin said that he appreciated Trump's complimentary words, does that mean that Russia interfered in the elections of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Total nonsense. Mm-hmm. The propaganda here is comic book propaganda. It's comic book propaganda. It's not even serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, the media has tried to align the two personalities, Trump and Putin. Do you see a relationship there between these two? You know, and not right now, but I mean down the road, because you've got two strong people here. And the one thing about leadership, it will respect other leaders. It naturally does. And I think that in both cases, you've got two strong people here. And do you see any possibility of these two men being able to get along more positively than what Vladimir Putin got along with our soon-to-be former president, President Barack Obama?
Yes. The ice will definitely melt. The ice has to melt. We've come too close to really a serious conflict. But here's one thing that is overlooked. Foreign policy of the United States is not formulated, promulgated, or executed by the president. You have three organizations that control foreign policy. It's the Council of Foreign Relations. You have 4,900 members in the organization. Number two, you have the Trilateral Commission, founded by Rockefeller, Carter, and Brzezinski. And then number three, you have the CIA. Those are the three organizations that formulate, promulgate, and execute foreign policy. The president merely presents foreign policy to the American people. He is the spokesman for these three organizations. Trump does not have the power to shift foreign policy. He can only do that under the auspices of the three organizations that I mentioned.
So he's got to find a way to work with his power base if he's going to affect any kind of foreign policy. And he's got his hands full right now domestically. Will he have the time to affect his domestic agenda before all hell breaks loose? I mean, we're on the brink, Yuri, of, you know, through all this misunderstanding, what you're suggesting, and certainly, you know, with what's going on in some of these hot spots, particularly Syria right now. We've got an Iran that wants to be nuclear much faster than what is being reported to us, certainly. You know, all the machinations are moving in that trajectory. And if that happens, then the very thing that President Obama said that he was trying to avoid, which doesn't make sense to me, how do you allow someone to go nuclear and say that somehow that's going to quell any kind of nuclear proliferation, especially a country like Iran?
Well, look, you don't have to worry too much about Iran. You have a little North Korea playing around
yes.
with atomic bombs.
Right.
Okay, we're worried about Iran, which has 80 million people. You know, it's a very, very intelligent, has a very intelligent population. And then we have little Korea over here, and North Korea also threatening the United States with atomic bombs. But here's what's extremely important to remember. Today, nobody develops a nuclear bomb. Iran is not developing a nuclear bomb. Today, you buy a nuclear bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're going to reinvent the wheel by starting from the first premise and then working up to a very sophisticated bomb? They have enough money to buy the technology. They have the nuclear bomb. They could buy more nuclear bombs. Nobody develops a technology that's already available.
Well, but you see all the mechanism, what we've seen on display in terms of, you know, the infrastructure they've built in order to develop nuclear weaponry. And, of course, a closer relationship with Russia that supposedly that they're involved in helping them along the way. Is that true? As well as North Korea?
Yes, it's true, except for the technical part of it. If the Iranians need a nuclear bomb, logic tells you that they do not have to develop it from scratch. If Russia were the enemy, they could go to Iran could go to Russia, and for X amount of dollars, the Russians could supply them with enough nuclear bombs to destroy the entire world. So there's a lot of falseness in this concept that they're developing something that's already been developed. You can buy it.
Right.
You can buy it today.
No, I believe you. I believe you can, and I believe that's what Saudi Arabia would do right away, and they're probably already negotiating, even as you and I are talking, just to make sure that they're covered. About 20 seconds left here, Yuri.
Right.
Has Putin made Russia great again?
Putin has not made Russia great again. Putin has made Russia greater than it has ever been again. Greater. Russia is the phoenix. It was burned completely to the ground economically in 1989 and in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Putin has created...
Well, Yuri, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
From the pages of the Bible.